Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And today's topic, well, firstly, I want to say happy Monday. And yes, it should be a happy Monday. If you are up and you're tuned in to this live broadcast, that means that you are definitely blessed. So definitely it's a happy Monday. You've already set your goals for the week, and the excitement of the Super Bowl is now gone. So so we won't get into that this morning, but good job to the New England Patriots for their comeback. I must admit, I'm not a big Patriots fan, but I must say that they definitely did a very strong comeback yesterday's game. So, guys, again, I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and today's topic we're going to talk about why do people make excuses? Woo! I mean, and I know I'm about to step on a few of you guys' toes this morning, and it's all good. It's all in the name of love, right, guys? So let's chat a little bit. I don't have a guest actually joining me this morning, so we're just going to do our 15-minute segment, and I'm going to let you guys get back the remainder of your day. So, guys, I want to talk about a few things as far as making excuses because I hear them all the time. I want to talk about folks making justifications, people finding reasons not to do something. Now, what I do know is that people will find the time to do the things that they want to do. So let me say that again. People will find the time to do the things that they want to do. So a few reasons, a few things that people make excuses and why people make excuses. For one, you know, self-doubt. You don't believe enough in yourself that whatever it is that you can do, that you're capable of doing it. So you're scared. Honestly, it's probably 78% of a lot of folks that don't jump out and do something that their heart desires is because of fear. And I can tell you right now firsthand and through experience that fear will have you locked up in your own world for the remainder of your life if you don't fight it and step outside of it. Let me say that again, guys. Fear will have you locked up in your own life if you don't step outside of your comfort zone, because the biggest issue is I don't know. What is the unknown? And things of that nature. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, I had a guest 2 weeks ago on the show, and she was talking about she wanted to start this online boutique, and she looked at so many of her competitors, and it basically set her back almost 20 years, but in essence, it set her back probably, 12 months, because she felt that there were some boutiques that were excelling in what they were doing, and then there were some boutiques that weren't doing well at all. The thing about when you start your business, now, I highly recommend that you go out there and see what your competitors are doing. I think it's very important. But more importantly is to set yourself apart and to differentiate yourself. You want to, first thing you do before you launch a business is you have to believe in yourself. You have to go in and know that failure is not an option, okay? Those two things are really important when you're going to do something out of your comfort zone. And so this young lady set herself back 12 months from starting her business because she was already fearful of doing it. But then when she got out there and saw all the stuff that was going on with competitors and talking to other folks that owned the same business entity that she was trying to start, she actually got scared again. And that's when that prayer comes in also, guys, and believing in yourself. Now, prayer doesn't always – you can't pray and sit because we all know the saying, right? Faith without works is dead. So you got to do the work. You have to do the work. You have to put in the time, and you have to start. See, to be successful in anything, you have to change your mindset. So I hope that some of you get that. To be successful in anything, you have to change your mindset. So, and how do you change your mindset? How do you change your mindset from a mindset that was stuck and a way of thinking for 10, 20, 30 years? And, hey, some of you guys, all of your lives, how do you shift that mindset? And the first thing I recommend is you shifting your priorities. Because when you change your priorities, then you can start to change your mindset, okay? Because it takes time. Now, guys, what I wouldn't recommend is don't do your cold turkey thing and wake up on Monday and say, hey, I'm going to be this new person and I'm going to change everything I have going on in my life. Because for change to stay, for change to become a part of the lifestyle, become a part of who you are, going to take time. So don't think that you're going to wake up on Monday and you're going to be this changed person because you speak it into existence on Monday that you're going to be this changed person by Friday. Now, you have to take baby steps, excuse me, but the goal is to get started. No one was great at anything without them getting started. So what I want you to do today is write down what are you fearful of when it comes to your life. What do you fear the most when it comes to your life? And start working on those things today and work on those things, starting in your mind. So whatever you're fearful is, you go on the other side of that paper and you put, what's your motivation? Because you have to have a motivation behind it. And the goal is for your motivation to outweigh your fear. The goal is to see yourself in a different light and to change your way of thinking. And that, guys, I will tell you, until you change your mindset, nothing in your life will change. It will continue to be temporary. And it's not just about business owners. I mean, or you starting a business. It's stepping outside of your comfort zone, period. I know a lot of folks in corporate America that right now they want to get a good position. They want to get a new job. But guess what, guys? They're so fearful of what may happen. They have been at that desk and in that admin job or that administrator or they have been in that role, some folks, 15, 20 years. They are miserable. They complain. They don't make any money. Of course, it hinders their lifestyle of how they want to live. Guys, remember this. You are in control how you live your life. So if you're broke, if you're financially challenged, because most of you guys that know me know I don't like the word broke, but if you're financially challenged, that starts with you. So you can't stay in a circle of complaining. Somewhere you have to open a door to take the first initial step to change your lifestyle. So if you're broke and you're living from paycheck to paycheck, I want you today to start today changing your mindset so you can change your situation. And the first thing you need to do, if you're looking for a job, reach out to a career counselor, reach out to a career coach, reach out to a resume writer, professional resume writer, if you need to brush up on your resume. No more excuses. Excuses are so easy to be made because you don't have to perform an action. Think about it. You don't have to perform an action to make an excuse. You can just make up the excuse and start to believe it, and there you sit. Two more years will go by and you will still be in the same situation because you, again, are afraid of what's on the other side of your comfort zone. Now, what I will say, and this is a takeaway for this morning's segment, is your life will not start or change until you step outside of your comfort zone. You don't have to do what you've always been doing. You don't have to do it the way that you've always been doing it. I know some folks feel like, hey, if it's not broke, let's not try to fix it. No, obviously it's broke if you're complaining, if you're still making a salary, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, that you don't have a savings, 6 months of your savings in a savings account, if your credit card debt is not at a zero balance, and you're in debt, period. Obviously, you are in the world of complaining, and if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. It needs to be fixed, right? But how do you fix it? How do you go make more money? So, guys, start today. Again, take the first step today to change your mindset, to change your situation, to step outside of your comfort zone. You would love the life outside of your comfort zone. Take a baby step. hey, put a toe out there first, 2-3 toes. Don't even put your whole foot out there. But take some baby steps and see what it feels like. But you will not succeed at anything until you believe enough in yourself to know that failure is not an option. I want to thank you guys this morning for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. Again, I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there is nothing more powerful than a changed mind. You guys have a great week on purpose.